every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to count. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. I set them up another round. One more round won't get me down.
Hello and welcome to Drinking with Fear. Honestly, what people don't know that happens behind the scenes, the abuse I get, mainly not actually through people saying things, it's more the looks and the laughs and the, what the bloody hell is he doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
That's by strangers in the street, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My name is The Fear, and I am drinking this week with Mr. Ben Roper.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
I am fine.
You had a good week?
I have had a good week. I've had a very busy week, actually. We'll get to
good.
That.
Good. Tell us all about it later.
Oh, well, yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff.
Is that off the podcast?
Probably.
Good.
Yes. Mr. Wayne Miller.
Hello. All right, everyone.
How you doing, mate?
A new shaven-headed.
He's looking very nice, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very nice.
This is growing back a few days' worth as well.
Very rugged.
That's number two.
Very rugged.
Looks like Ripley.
and Ali.
Hello.
A growing Ali.
Yeah.
Isn't she just?
Yes.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Everything good?
Really good.
Apart from, obviously, Ben, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I'm growing a mini Ben inside me. So.
Oh, my God.
It's the size of a beef tomato at the minute.
Sticking on
a large beef tomato.
I don't even know what a beef tomato is. Never heard
is
of a beef
just
tomato.
A big tomato?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's the kind of ones you get in the Mediterranean.
Sticking on the okay. alien theme. Oh.
There we go.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's quite all right.
But you were here, so, like, you know, really I could do about it. So, yeah, we'll get on to what we're drinking first. Start with you, Ben, because, Wayne, can you pass me the bow tie bottle opener, please?
Certainly.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Carlsberg Pilsner. It's like a new Carlsberg. They've ruined it, I think.
What is a Pilsner?
It's like a German beer, isn't it? Pilsner.
It was Carlsberg. Where's Carlsberg from originally?
It's Dutch.
The Dutch?
So yeah, Pilsner just makes sense. No, it's Danish, isn't it?
Danish.
It's
Danish. Oh,
Danish.
What are you
so it's a Dutch-German
I'll leave the conversation for 1 second.
Yeah.
So what, they've just started making it somewhere else?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And it just, yeah, it tastes a bit weird now. But
no, it still says Danish Pilsner.
It don't taste like it, though. Don't taste like it. It's weird. They've ruined it.
No, well, it's the style, isn't it? Pilsner will be a more exclusive, a better.
You can't get normal Carlsberg anymore. You have to get this stupid Pilsner thing.
What, the upmarket
even,
stuff?
Yeah. Even in, I go to this pub in London, because it's only £1.99 a pint in there, and they, yeah, serve Carlsberg Pilsner. No normal Carlsberg, anything like that. It's got to be this fancy shit now. It's not
does it actually taste any different?
Yeah, it does. Do you want to try?
I can't remember what an actual Carlsberg tastes like.
Imagine cat piss. If that's better than cat piss, it's better than Carlsberg.
See, it ain't changed. It's cat piss. Yeah, it's all right, actually.
You are drinking, obviously, a smell of ice.
Mm-hmm. it does look like it, doesn't it?
Smell of ice?
No, yeah.
What
yeah,
is it?
Sod it. Yeah, it is.
Smell of ice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wayne.
Wayne.
I've got a nice cap of salve.
You're not normal, are you?
You drink it.
You don't drink wine?
Not no. This sort of thing. No, I wouldn't go to the pub and have a glass of wine.
Well, not in the pub. I'm at the pub, though.
Well, this is what we're meant to be like in a pub.
This is drinking with fear, not drinking at the pub.
Strange.
Well, I had a bottle of red that opened last night, and I thought if I'm just going to
let
drink
it,
I've got to drink it.
And I am on the Moretti train once again. Choo-choo, all aboard.
Does the bottle feel any different in those? Or it just cans it different from Moretti?
Oh, it's just the cans.
There we go.
It's just okay. The cans feel. The cans are slightly different. But
he's got also a... Is that a can of Diet Coke?
Yeah, how did you ever guess? It is a can of Diet Coke. You said that with a, said it with a question
maybe
mark.
Some of the readers won't be able to see it.
That's true. Sit close to your mic. It's it's just because you're drinking wine. You can get away with anything. Yeah, a can of Diet Coke I was rocking earlier when setting up the equipment because I wanted it to be professional, look good, sound good. There we go. You have to make up for the guests. Anyway.
Nice.
I'm part of a WhatsApp group. Okay.
Oh,
wow.
How many are you in?
I'm in probably about 97.
Yeah.
Maybe 98.
Yeah.
Not entirely
sure. It's a growing list.
I do like how...
About two.
Two.
I
absolutely.
Get that.
Is one of them me and Ben?
I get that.
Yes.
Now, I like WhatsApp groups when one goes defunct for about 5 years and then someone just posts something about gardening or about, yeah, you know, what they stood on or whatever. You know, mm-hmm.
It's like, where's that the kind of group you could probably leave?
No, because that would be our group. But I, we were in a group with some older mates from years gone by that we don't see as often. And most of them listen to this, and if the other ones don't, then they are no longer friends.
Fuck them.
Yeah, basically, fuck them. And sometimes the conversation goes between a few people, and that's fine, and you kind of look in every now and again and see what's going on. And sometimes it might not be very interesting, and most of the time the conversation isn't very interesting. But there was one snippet that came up.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read this. I will, you know, it says, so this is one of our mates who said this. He goes, so his other half just told me one of her colleagues has left her husband because she took the dog to the vets and was told someone had been shagging the dog.
What?
That's what it says.
I think you know what you said.
That's exactly what the message says.
So what did the dog go into the vets for? Well, its arse was bleeding or something like that.
We don't know. This is the thing, we don't know. We don't know. So the dog's gone into the vets, okay? And the vet's gone, because it's got a poorly toe or a poorly paw or a poorly, yeah, toe.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And the vet thinks, I've got to have a look at his arse.
Yeah. Need to examine his arse.
No, it's probably an arse-related problem with the dog.
Possibly, yeah.
Could
otherwise, why would the vet say, I'll check his teeth, I might stick my finger up his arse as well. Because then I'd be a bit worried about the vet.
If his arse is a bit sore, then he might have been doing the whole shuffling along the floor.
Oh, that Brian does on Family Guy.
Yeah, I've done that
as well. I don't
Christmas.
Know.
Yeah.
Could it be...
when you have too much of the wine.
Could it be that the vet was a bit of a mucky bugger? Did it himself whilst it was in there. He's like a bit of an Harold Chipman sort of guy. Does that. The dog then walks out with a bit of a limp. Vet says, like it when it got here. Sort of thing. She's then left her husband because the vet's had his wicked way with a dog.
I think...
Yeah, but the vet wouldn't have to have said anything because how would anybody know?
No, he was walking out limping.
She took it to a different vet.
Or in case the dog waited until he got home and goes, look, Terry. Teresa. It's this is what happened at the vets. You took me to the vet and
touched me here.
Jeff the vet. He's what was the guy called? Who's the vet? Not Ainsley
Harriet.
What are
you talking about?
James Harriet.
James Harriet.
Yeah. Oh, creatures great and small.
Close.
Yeah, that's it. James Harriet. Something to James Harriet.
Could we call it Ainsley Harriet?
Ainsley Harriet would be better. I've took my dog to see Ainsley Harriet.
Took my dog to see Ainsley Harriet, and and then all of a sudden the dog reaches for a doll and goes there, and mainly up there. And Teresa goes, oh, no, that didn't happen. Surely not.
But could we get any more news on this?
We could.
We could probably try and find
what happened.
Out.
What did the rest of the conversation go?
That
like?
Was it. Well, yeah. We just accused our friend of it being him.
Yes, right. That's a good
for
point.
About half an hour.
Everyone put like her colleague in
yeah,
there.
Her colleague. Yeah.
And then people blamed you, Wayne, actually, to be honest. But there we go. But yeah, that was I never thought that it could have been the vet.
Mm.
What I thought we should do is.
It's a cynical mind.
Now, you're not going to believe me, right? But I was going to suggest this before you said it was the vet. Okay, you're the vet.
Okay, we're doing a role play.
You're Ainsley Harriet.
Right, I'm Ainsley Harriet.
No.
Okay. You're the,
I'm not the dog.
You're the owner.
Oh, that's right.
You're the owner. I'll be the dog. and Ali, you can be the person in the waiting room who can overhear everything and see everything.
When you say I'm the owner,
yeah,
I'm not the husband. I'm the woman who took the dog in?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You can be the woman who took the dog in. You're the vet. I'll be the dog. And you can be the next door neighbour to Boris Johnson who's recording everything and sending it to me.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Topical.
Okay. Good morning. And thank you for coming to my vet.
Thank you.
I don't know what your name is.
Dr. Doolittle.
I'm Dr. Harriet.
Harriet.
Fucking Ainsley Harriet.
There you go.
Sorry, Doctor.
I see you,
Harriet.
I see you brought your dog with you today.
I do. He's been very distressed.
Oh,
recently.
Why? Oh, he comes to the right place.
He keeps skating across the carpet.
Okay.
I do have some issues. I've been eating the leftover curry from the owners of the, you know, they leave it around for days and days and days.
Yeah, that's obvious.
It's a problem. I just can't stop eating. And then afterwards, I have to kind of drag myself along the floor like Colton did in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air once.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm there.
And we like quite a hot curry, so the carpet just spontaneously bursts into flames.
No, I get that.
And then the line as it goes. Mm-hmm.
I do have another dog on my shoulder who tells me to set fire to things. So you might not be the appropriate doctor / vet. I might need a psychiatrist.
Okay. No, no, I'll be the judge of that.
It's very. I've got a lot of problems.
I am. So
would you please very roughly examine?
It's not nature. It's nurture. It's the owners.
Okay. So a dog, if you'd like to come here. If you could bend over for us, the quickest and easiest way that we can usually work out these sorts of things, if I insert my penis into its bum.
Naturally.
Do you want me to take my clothes off first?
No.
They dress me up. Honestly, they are some disturbed people.
No, it's not a problem.
They really are.
I can take your clothes off for you. Don't worry. Yeah.
They don't treat me very well. They treat me roughly.
Oh dear. Get out. Get out. I'm not seeing you anymore. You're done.
Okay, I'm back in the... Can I leave my owner? I'm going to go to a new owner. Oh, this lady looks nice. Hello, you're waiting with a budgerigar that's got a smoking habit. Can I come live with you, please? Do you have really hot curries?
No. Mild curries.
Do you have anything in the house that is flammable? Because I will be setting fire to everything.
I can move everything out of the way. It's fine.
You're a weird Stark, like... aren't you?
As I said, not nature, it's nurture. It's the way I've been brought
Stark,
up.
You can talk.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Yeah.
TV's taught me anything. Dogs can talk.
Right.
Cool.
That's it. That's great.
Awesome. There we go.
But yeah, so it could... But she's left. She's left her... what, you are?
That was strange.
That was strange. She's left the partner now. Was that right? That was
apparently, right. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. So she actually left him. Because of the, obviously.
Is he owned up to it?
We don't know.
That's
not something you would own up to, though, is it?
Shall we phone the person in question?
No. No, we'll just leave this as a cliffhanger for next week.
Absolutely not.
Talk amongst yourselves. Talk amongst yourselves. What have you been up to?
What?
Oh, I shaved my head.
No, I noticed. It's very nice.
You do that quite a lot, though, don't you?
I haven't done it for a while.
You quite like to shave, don't you?
Oh, dear.
Wow, we're doing this.
Is this the owner of the dog?
This is the person who posted the message on the group.
This is the colleague.
All right, I just let you know that you are currently live on Drinking With Fear. so whatever you say is being recorded. We're talking about the dog that was basically abused and the person left the other person.
So this may be potentially be slanderous.
Sophie's one of Sophie's colleagues found out that her husband had been interfering with the dog.
How did this happen? What did she tell you exactly?
What did she tell me? I don't know how it came up in conversation.
Well,
but the woman took the dog to the vet, and the vet said, "There's nothing wrong with your dog, but someone's been touching it up."
Well, okay, so she
is
goes...
Is it a male or female dog?
Is it a male or female dog?
I don't know. It's
not my dog. Okay, so basically...
These are the details that matter.
It is.
So
you don't want to be a gay dog molester. Surely. Okay.
So the dog's been touched up. Hang on. Let that sentence sink in. So the dog's been touched up, and so the vet, Ainsley Harriet, says, the dog's been touched up, do you know anything about this? And obviously the woman went kind of, no, I don't. But it has to be probably the bloke. There's not anyone else who looks after the dog. There's not, like, some weird neighbours.
It's just a story I got told, and it's not my dog, obviously.
Okay.
So there.
Well...
What What do you want me to tell you?
Well, you
could he make something up?
Yeah, just lie.
Yeah, have you gone round to the house of the person to console her? And if you have, and she's there, she's crying. Obviously, it's a big thing, you know. She's left a partner, la di da, and you're sat there going, and your other half is sat there like giving her a cuddle, saying, "Oh, don't worry, it's all right." And then you look out the corner of your eye, and in walks the dog. And do you get one of them kind of like
ball gag?
Yeah,
and leather straps.
Like out of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Read the Gimp. Yeah.
Gimp talk.
I think it was a catalyst to leave a husband at the time.
No shit. It was a catalyst.
Put it that way.
Well, oh, my word.
Maybe it was a fake reason to leave a husband.
So
maybe
she's been
none
doing
of this ever happened. She just come home from the vet and said,
"She made it up."
Well, we reckon that there's two possible explanations. Well, three. One, it's the bloke, so the original story is true. Two, she's done it. And that's the reason why she's used that as a reason why to leave her, a partner. But we reckon it was the vet. We reckon she's taken it to the vet, and the vet has done something in the operating room. We've just reenacted it, basically. And
that doesn't sound weird.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I won't choose the word reenacted.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure the table to take it.
So, but we reckon it's the vet, who's obviously called Ainsley Harriet. So, have you asked her, was it the vet?
Have I asked her what?
Have you asked her, was it the vet? That's your mission.
I don't know the woman. I'll find out for you.
Oh, please.
Brilliant.
Banger.
Please.
Find out and let us know.
Get back to
Thank
us.
You very much.
Thank you, Ben.
How many beers deep are you?
Huh?
How many beers deep are you?
Oh, we've just started, mate. We've just started. Cheers.
All right, I'll let you know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Bye.
Doof, 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 doof.
That went better than expected. Okay, welcome back to Drinking With Fear. We've not heard back from our caller as yet. But Ali, nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
First of all, what did you think of your initial appearance on Drinking With Fear, your debut?
I loved it.
Yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. Although, I closed my eyes a lot more than I thought I did. It was actually really annoying me. So I've obviously been annoying people for my whole life.
You blinked too much.
No, I kind of closed my eyes slowly and opened them slowly. It's weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah. We're now watching.
It was really annoying. I was really pissing myself off.
People do that though when they're laughing an awful lot. It was obviously
if I'd like turn around and look, I don't know. I was really annoying myself, but
you kind of did it every time you looked at Ben.
Yeah.
Isn't that when she
That's probably
her
more.
Eyes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, speaking of where we have Ali here today because Ali's got her own back on me somewhat.
A little bit. I didn't quite accuse you of murder, but...
No.
Although I do think that was Pete.
That was me.
Yeah.
Pray tell.
Well, I ended up a couple of weeks ago speaking to Johnny Vaughan on National Radio.
Ooh.
Radio X.
Slagging me off.
I wasn't slagging you off.
Was this on purpose or did you...
Yeah.
Misdial?
Oh, no, on purpose.
Right.
It was part of his Petty Rage feature.
Right. Is he with Denise Van Outen?
No.
Oh,
no. Woodman Gav.
And what did you say?
No zig and tag, is it?
No.
No, not really. Well, obviously, Petty Rage, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
So you text in with a Petty Rage that I thought of. As I was driving home, obviously pulled up safely to the side of the road, text in. It's on my way home from work.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. And then... as I was pulling up on my drive, I got a telephone call that came through on my car thing. It was an 02, well, a London number. And I thought, answered it. And it was Joe from Johnny Vaughan Show on Radio X.
Oh, good old Joe.
Mm. Yeah.
Joe.
Big J.
They like my Petty Rage and would I like to go on air in 3 minutes' time and tell them all about it. So I did.
Fantastic. So I'll be Johnny Vaughan.
So bear in mind, this is something that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's always annoyed me, but you did it, and it reminded me.
Did you know of this before?
Nope.
Nope.
No, nothing sexy at all.
Well, he was going to ring me back.
Were you listening?
No, I wasn't.
Because you were going to ring me, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Hello, welcome, Johnny Vaughan. This is my Johnny Vaughan.
That's Tarrant.
Johnny
Vaughan. That is Chris Tarrant.
More Tarrant.
He wants to be a billionaire.
That's not actually that bad.
That is actually
not
quite
bad.
Good.
No. It's better than fucking Nelson Mandela.
I think you're fine.
We've got a call on Big J.
That's more Bruce Forsyth.
That is
Bruce
terrible.
Okay.
Bruce Forsyth.
Okay,
that's terrible.
Okay, I'm Johnny Vaughan. Big J, who's on the line next?
Me?
You're Big
He's
J.
On the line.
No, who the fuck's Big J?
You're Joe.
Joe is.
No, Joe's one of the people who work there.
Yeah, exactly.
Me.
Joe's the person.
So, we've got a call on the line, Bruce. and she's got her petty grievance against someone who does sound
petty
like
Ray.
A terrible...
we've got Ali on the line. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Johnny.
This is exactly how it went. Right?
I'll tell you.
Who is your petty grievance about?
Petty grievance.
Petty rage.
Who's your petty rage about?
Well, it didn't start off as who. It's what.
Okay, what is your petty rage about? Basho.
The petty rage was when people.
Molest dogs.
Well,
I don't do that.
That is quite maddening.
I don't do that. I wash its penis every now and then.
With your mouth.
That was his joke outside. Shut up, you can't take it.
Carry on.
I don't know whether I can say it now because it's just.
You said it on national radio. You can't tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, no, but come on, you're talking about.
You can't tell
a dog's
you can't...
penis with your mouth, and I'm supposed to.
She's lived with me for about 3 months now.
You can't tell the dog's
this is
so
real.
So basically, all it was petty rage was when people, and this happens mainly with bread, bags of. So you have a bag of bread, and people twist it to close it, but they twist it and twist it and twist it and twist it and twist it to close it. So when I open it again, the bread has to fucking spin before I can actually open it. It drives me insane.
But he
did it.
But that's what you do.
You don't. You just twist it once and fold it under. That's all you need to do. There's no need for the extravagant.
Out of all
twists.
The things I do, though, babes.
It just really pissed me off.
It upsets me that I'm going to agree with Ben. I don't think I'd ever thought I'd say that.
It's a momentous occasion.
You get your bread, you dip below the crust, take two slices out of that, hold up the bag, spin it round. Put it with the spinny end against the wall or on top of that, keeps it fresh.
Yeah, there's no need to spin it that much. You need to do
it
like...
A spin. It's fun.
No. Because then my food spins before I can eat it and I don't want it to spin.
I think this is one of
but
the...
Hence the petty rage.
Right. And did you win a prize for this?
No.
Got a date?
No. I did tell... Because it kind of says, where did it all start? So this is all... It's always been there. I says, but...
It's always been there. He's always editing him.
Yeah. Says it hasn't affected the relationship just yet, but my boyfriend's just moved in and I found out he does it. So.
What did Johnny say, his advice to say?
They found it actually quite funny.
Right.
And they kind of agreed with me. But then Johnny, I haven't actually told you this bit.
Okay.
You've not listened to it.
No.
He's the father.
Johnny Vaughan said that his mum describes a relationship with a partner like a ulcer, like you get on the back of your foot.
That's lovely.
So it can either be, so something it pisses you off, basically. It can be there, it pisses you off, but it heals. But if it constantly just wears away, then it just never heals.
Oh, you have
it's
to
a bit
stop.
Extreme for spinning some bread, isn't it? That?
Yeah, but that's what Johnny Vaughan said.
Oh. And then
Johnny Vaughan's mum.
And then he set you up with a guy called Martin.
Yes, and then they find your petty rage partner.
All right. And what was Martin's petty rage?
Well, it wasn't exactly... idea is that they
so
find
this is
a match.
Like a dating show.
No.
Is Martin a vet?
No. Well, I don't know, to be honest. His kind of petty rage, which kind of matches, was when people go over the top with things. It's like the spinning. There's no need to spin it that much. So, being a bit extravagant with actions, I suppose.
Ah, right.
But, yeah. It's fun.
I had to turn my phone on just in case Ben phones.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, in fair of...
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, as part of impartiality, what would be your petty rage?
Don't have one, mate. Don't have one.
That was actually my second one. I was on his show about 2 years ago.
The right answer is the right answer.
I think we only really fall out on one thing.
Do we fall out?
Every now and then when you say, what do you want for food?
Oh, no, because that really pisses me off.
Well, when he
sorry,
asks
I have
you.
Got pregnancy hormones going on as well. No. We have to remember
what
that.
What does he always want for food?
Well, no, he doesn't. It's like you choose.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's between I choose.
Out of India.
Because, yeah. Ali would say, what would you like for tea? I'd say, oh, I quite fancy such and such. Oh, no. Oh, God, no, that's making me feel
that's
ill.
It's like when you were hot, when it was hot the other weekend, you wanted like sausage, mash and gravy. I was like, no.
It's a lovely, it's a lovely,
it's hot. Watermelon.
Indeed. So, no, I've just given up giving putting suggestions in, really.
I think as petty rage go, I have not given my opinion on the spitty bread.
Okay, I'd like it.
Okay.
Are you a bread spinner or not?
I am a fully signed up member to the bread spinning crew.
There we go.
For God's sake.
I really am.
Maybe
in fact,
it's a guy thing.
I think probably too much. Like for even further.
You can't do it with so like Warburton's
toasties.
You spin
it until it starts like squashing the bread.
Yes.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
But imagine how fresh it is afterwards.
Yeah, but then it just gets loads of air in it as well. I don't get it.
No, but what I do is when I spin it and then there's too much air in, I then unspin it, let the air out and spin it again.
Mental hero, mate.
Honestly.
Whoa.
Mental. It's, you get two for one. It's like when you go on the Dodgems and you have a go and then you hide in your seat and you get another go when they start again. You're like, oh, two for the price of one.
There's absolutely no doubt that we couldn't be together ever.
Well, that it's the spinny bread thing, just, I think. It's,
and
it's,
the way he looks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We'll put that at the top of the list. What do you mean, hide under Dodgems? You can hide under Dodgems.
How can you hide under Dodgems?
When you're a kid.
Where?
In the footwell.
There's no footwell.
What the fuck did you used to do as a kid?
Hide under Dodgems.
I'm lost with this conversation.
When you go on the Dodgems,
yeah.
As a kid,
yeah.
And it was you by yourself on the Dodgems, and when it stops, you then
mum and dad didn't want to go on with it.
And then everyone gets off, and then everyone starts coming back on, and you just sit up and go, oh yeah, just take, I put the belt back on. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I prefer the idea as like you're just hiding in the footwear the whole time until someone tries to get in.
Well, like some kind of horror film.
Yeah.
Like some kind of like weird, kind of like a Chucky doll just waiting for their victim. There's a new Chucky out.
It's meant to be quite good.
It's meant to be quite good, actually.
I don't like horror films.
No, I don't.
I don't see the point in them. No, I don't want to watch something and feel scared.
But Chucky's not really a horror film. Chucky's more of a...
It's kind of like me with the bread spinning. I don't get the point of it.
Mm.
It's more of a gore kind of supernatural kind of thing. It was the original one anyway, because he was a the spirit.
He's a robot in the new one.
He's meant to be kind of like an AI, you know, like David from AI.
Okay.
And I'm a real boy. No, it's Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Although, to be fair,
it's the same basis.
The
yeah.
Storyline did kind of like, you know, in time with each other. But yeah, it's meant to be a robot. And the robot is kind of like, it's a thing that kind of helps everyone or whatever. But it was the one that went wrong in the factory. And it wants to try and defend the kid from like an evil, like, father or something, you know.
Doesn't Chucky want to kill people?
He did in like 2 and 3 in the first one.
So it's nothing like the originals then?
No,
it's a
good,
evil doll called Chucky.
Yeah, it's Child's Play. I can't remember if it's called Child's Play.
Does it look like the original Chucky?
I think it looks very similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not exactly the same.
No, there's a different,
I'm not going to watch
there's
it.
Different voice.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, that's right. I knew it was Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker.
I know Mark Hamill.
I did...
Mainly from Simpsons.
I did go and I did see... the last bit of it. I did see the new Godzilla.
Any good?
No, it's absolutely awful.
Okay.
It's absolutely dreadful. The first one was actually quite good, but no, this was awful. It was basically everything that could be wrong with it was wrong with it. And I'll give it the 1 star, which is very rare for me because I always give more stars.
Is that
than
on
you
your
know.
Cinema trip where you don't know what you're going to see, or did you know you were going
no,
to see?
No, that wasn't the secret cinema, or whatever that's called. I think it's called secret cinema, but no, I went to see it and then I messaged him and always give like a star rating, no review, just a star. And it came through as 1 star. What did you think when I sent it through? You're like, oh shit.
I think it looked all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking awful. Even
seen Toy Story 4 yet?
No, it's not out yet, is it?
Yeah.
I think it's out yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, I've not seen it, no.
No, I've not.
I will do. But yeah, it'll be all right.
It's basically really good.
I won't cry. You cry.
I don't cry at anything.
No. I sobbed at 3.
Right. I did as well.
You got heart stones if you don't sob at 3.
I should...
Cool Runnings. I cry at Cool Runnings, actually.
Oh, this is a good point.
Cool Runnings. When the dad stops clapping.
Toy Story 3, when they're all like holding hands.
In the furnace.
I'll turn this off now because he's not going to phone back. I watched Cool Runnings the other day.
Oh, it was on? Okay. Yeah.
It was on.
Yeah.
And honestly, I watched it. And yes, it's got John Candy in. He's very good in it. I don't think it ages very well at all.
Why?
I don't think
it has. I love it still.
No, I watched it. I was like, oh, God. To be fair, and I've said this before, I wasn't really a massive fan anyway, but I watched it going, hang on, this hasn't aged well at all.
Oh, we were at school sports day earlier, and a little girl ran over a hurdle and fell over. It reminded me of Cool Runnings.
Did you point and laugh?
No.
Did you think about it? Yes.
No. No, of course I didn't.
No, I watched it. It wasn't very good at all, but there we go.
I watched Sharknado 5 last night. And I have to say, God, it's one of the greatest films I've ever seen in my life.
What's that one? Didn't they have like a period of time when they were letting fans name the films?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the like entire Sharknado 3 was like Sharknado 3, the third one.
Yes,
like
it was. And I can't remember what this was called. I can't remember, but Jordan dies in it.
It was
Sam Fox appears in it. She dies. Jedward are back in it.
When was this made? 1988.
Wow.
Jedward in it?
Yeah, Jedward. They were in the third one. They were on a roller coaster.
And they survived?
No, they died in that. They reappeared in the fifth one.
Oh, okay.
Just a little cameo. There's loads of them. It's
thank
brilliant.
God. Oh, they come back? Okay.
Yeah, just a little cameo thing for them. I think they die in that one again. So I think they died twice.
What's it called? Sharknado 5. Oh, shit, not another one.
Something like that. I can't remember. It was brilliant, though.
Sharknado 5. Fuck me, they gave us a budget to make another one.
Yeah, basically the world ends. And really? At the end, it's like an apocalypse thing. At the end, we just Finn walking around. But then he finds out that his kid went back in time, fortunately, and came back as Dolph Lundgren. See?
Well, I actually kind of want to watch that now.
It's brilliant, mate.
Does he come back as Dolph Lundgren from Rocky or Dolph Lundgren from He-Man?
More He-Man.
Or Universal Soldier.
He's nice. I'd say it's more like in the... What's the one with Stallone?
Expendables?
That's the one. Yeah. Like that. But yeah, his son's Dolph Lundgren. It's brilliant.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
We'll watch it when we get home, babes.
No,
you'll
we
love
won't.
It.
No, we really won't.
Have a nice romantic night in.
Yeah, believe me, we won't.
It can be you. It can be Ben. It can be the dog sat next to Ben.
Yeah.
So he can sit with the dog and rub its penis. It's fine.
Clean his penis.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
That's my birthday again.
No problem.
So you actually can have what you want for tea.
I'd like to pet you before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night so we can drink some more. I don't care what the people are thinking. I'm not drunk. I'm just a drinking. I said no, another round. I said no, another round. I said no. Another round, one more round, get me down. Another round.